Welcome to A Joy to Be Me, a podcast empowering women out of overwhelm, uncertainty, and breakdown to love and embrace who they are. Tune in to learn how to avoid the pitfalls of burnout and start following your ultimate bliss. It's time for the modern woman and mother to start taking her pleasure seriously and let her creativity flow and pursue her big and beautiful dreams. I'm your host, Lydia Joy. Let's have some fun. Well, hello, everyone. It's Lydia here, back with another episode for you. And in this episode, I'm going to be getting real about my own personal story around mold recovery. Now, some of you may not even know what the heck that means, but I will explain. So as you know, I am a functional nutritional therapy practitioner. I help women in burnout recover their energy. And there are a lot of factors that can cause us to end up in a state of physical burnout, mental burnout, emotional, the whole nine yards. And I would be remiss to not share this aspect of my health story, because it definitely impacted my own health recovery. And it's, you know, kind of put a wrench in the works for me throughout my life. And because mold issues are becoming more and more prevalent due to the structuring of homes in the United States, and, you know, I'm sure it's worldwide, I thought, you know, it's time to talk about this. So I'm going to give you some resources in a blog post to look into to further understand this, but this is just going to be my story. And I really think that many people are dealing with this and don't know it yet. I certainly was my whole life, which you'll hear about in a minute. And it took me until I was in a current water flood in my home, being in many health circles, having exposure to numerous health educators and practitioners before I really began to see what this whole was about, this whole mold problem. Okay, so I'm going to dig in. So if you're not interested in hearing my story and understanding the connection of mold to our health, maybe this episode's not for you. But I do know many people will relate. Many people will maybe wake up a little to this. I know the first time I heard about it in a more in-depth way, I was literally so overwhelmed. So I'm going to do my best to kind of break this down for you, so it's not, so you don't have to worry about some crazy protocol I'm going to talk about. But years ago, when I did my other podcast, the Vibrant Health Podcast, Jessica and I had a guest who was her friend, who spoke specifically to the mold piece. So I'm going to include those episodes there from many, many years ago. If you want to listen to them, they're pretty meaty. Fair warning. But I remember at the time thinking, this is too much. This is too much for me to hear. And that's really common when we're struggling with burnout, is we're already in a state of overwhelm. And it could be from a myriad of reasons, but someone who's burned out, who's struggling with, you know, overall systemic energy, is going to have a hard time handling something so vast, right? But it could be a piece of the puzzle for many people that's making the burnout situation worse and making it hard to fully recover your health. Now, you guys know I always say, and I've said this many, many times, so if you've hung around with me at all, you've heard, you can't heal, you can't recover in the environment that made you sick. Now, the truth of the matter is, y'all, we're living in a world that there's a lot of things that can create ill health, right? We live on the planet. There's a lot of toxicity. There's, you know, poor quality food. There's toxins in the environment. You know, all these things we're facing, right? And it's kind of like that concept of the frog in the pot of water. You know, you put a frog in a boiling pot, they jump out. You put a frog in a cold pot and then you turn it on, they don't, you know, they don't know what's happening until it starts to boil and it's too late. And I feel like a lot of us are in burnout from living in modern society and all the things that can, you know, kind of happen. So, you know, just realize that's where we're at. It doesn't mean we can't thrive in even though that's the case. It does not mean that at all. It's just, let's be honest about it. You know, let's be honest that the environment of, you know, most of us has many levels of toxicity going on. And once we start to just accept that and realize it, we then can create a new environment, an environment that does allow us to recover and to thrive. Well, that shared, I knew I could no longer go any further in the environment that was making me sick. So in 2019, I moved out of my water damaged rental property. I'd been living there for 8 years. And I moved there after my pretty traumatic split, divorce. I was already in burnout. I had to figure out my whole life. I had no support. And I've shared that story before. And when I moved into this home, I had a mini red flag. But here's the problem. I was in a state of kind of like, my back was up against a wall, getting me and my boys into our first place to live together. And the house that I found, when I went to see it, had a little bit of standing water in the basement. And I was like, oh crap, this is going to be a problem. But the price was right. The timing was right. And I thought, well, I'll just, you know, get dehumidifiers and, you know, do all these things. I did not know at that time that mold issues were so pervasive. And so it was one of those, I was already in a chronic burnout pattern in fight or flight and needing to survive in the moment. So I moved into this home after having moved out of a home that had water damage, by the way, after growing up in a home that had a musty basement, right? So I pretty much lived in homes that had mold almost my entire life. And when I moved into the rental property with my kids, you know, I was fighting for my life in every way. And most people wouldn't have looked at it like that. A lot of people thought I was really strong and, you know, I really just didn't have a choice in the matter, but to take care of my kids. But I was fighting for my health. Things were not easy. And I was working from home. So I was in the home environment, you know, all the time. And different times of the year, the musty smell was more problematic than others. There was a time when we had a lot of snow and crazy temperatures, and the snow melted really quick out of nowhere and flooded my entire basement. The entire basement took on water and was several inches deep, and my landlord literally did nothing, absolutely nothing about it. So I had to take care of it myself. All she did was come over with a teeny tiny sump pump that didn't do shit. And it was very infuriating because I think this is pretty common that people don't understand how big of a deal water damage is. But it was already an old home and, you know, it already had a history of water and, you know, she wasn't living there. It wasn't a priority to her to invest in dealing with it, unfortunately. And so I was left with a mess to clean up. And I investigated, you know, that with some people. I called mold remediation experts. I basically had no recourse because my landlord wasn't willing to do anything. And I had no financial means to do so either. So I consulted with a couple people. One of the people I consulted with was Andrea Fabre, who had experience with mold, and she had been in my real food health circles, and she was kind enough to consult with me. And, you know, we kind of came up with a plan together. She really helped me feel okay about, you know, my situation, so I didn't panic. I think that's one of the biggest things, y'all, is kind of freaking out and panicking in these cases. Some people can live in a mold situation and not get the toxic mold illness, and some people just can't. And I think it's important to understand if that's you or not, and work with an expert to make sure you leave the environment immediately if you have mold. If you're susceptible to mold toxicity and illness. So I'm getting, again, you'll want to see the resources that I share so you can move forward with that. But what I was able to do, even in light of my life history of being exposed to water damage, musty homes, and knowing it affected my health, by the way, I had trouble with breathing and allergies and things like that. But I had worked really hard on recovering my health after my fourth son was born, after my divorce. It's what brought me to this work. It's so common. Healer first, heal thyself. We practitioners always have a story. And so what I did do was, work on my whole entire health, you know, all the systems of my health. Now, I definitely had all the symptoms of mold sensitivity, if you want to call it that, or illness. I'm not diagnosed with mold illness, but I had all the symptoms. I had irritable bowel, mild intestinal yeast symptoms, no yeast infections, thankfully, mild irregular periods, and that they would just like run long, and my luteal phase was really hard. Occasional headaches, often correlating with the weather. And my cortisol was pretty flatline. My adrenals were pretty danked. And I would have the sinus. I had a lot of sinus flare-ups. I had severe chronic sinusitis for many years, and then I was able to get it under control. But it would come and go. It would flare in my face. I would get pressure and fatigue and all these things. But, you know, what I did was I was able to get myself back on track and functioning well enough. And this is less clinical than you think here, what I'm sharing. I'm not, some people need to go a more in-depth route, but the bottom line is you really can't do full mold recovery in a mold situation. You can support your health. You can hold in there, hang in there, you know, you can really, really do a lot, but it isn't until you leave the environment that got you sick that the real deeper recovery begins. And so I felt that now was the time to share this because I have been out of the mold since for well over a year now. And the first 4 to 6 months were actually not good. I struggled with a lot of things. I think my body finally was like, okay, we're out of the, you know, environment with the toxin, and now we can deal with some things. So let's ramp up. And so basically I had a lot of, you know, of my sinus stuff, my fatigue, a lot of the symptoms just kicked into high gear for a while. And so I really had to prioritize just supporting my health as best as I could with everything I had already been doing, but just ramp it up and add in a few more supportive things. Had to get in a binder and some other things. So what I want to say is, and this is, this is just a big, broad overview here. And if you really want to dig in, you're going to definitely want to check out the resources. And I'm have a follow-up podcast coming too with a colleague who also dealt with mold, where we talk about this even more because, I want to make sure this is brought to light for many people. But what I did was I supported my whole health. There's kind of a, we could call it rebooting, if you will, but it's, to be honest, it's really just supporting yourself. I had to support my nervous system. I had to support my immune system, my endocrine system, my gastrointestinal system, even methylation, which I don't, I had that looked into years ago and was able to learn a bit about that for my personal health. And support my detoxification. One of the things that was really hard for me was I knew for a very long time that I already dealt with multiple chemical sensitivities. And being in a state of burnout makes your body more sensitive anyway. And I had a lot of difficulty with anything detox related, even if it was like dandelion tea in the early stages of my healthy, crunchy habits. I couldn't tolerate almost anything. I was that sensitive and toxic. And so it just took me time of nourishing my body and supporting all these systems before I even could tolerate certain detoxification practices without feeling like I was herxing myself or inducing, more discomfort. So all that to say, if you are struggling in burnout already, if you are living in an environment that is making it harder for you to recover, it's still a good plan to support yourself in all these ways. And if you aren't clear on how to do that, this is the work that I do with women in burnout, so reach out to me. I can help you get started for sure, but it's definitely going to require a whole new way of life and some time to get out of the mold and recover more fully. All right. So one of the biggest things for me was recreating an environment that was more conducive to health, and spending a lot of time in nature that you can actually ground in, that there's not a lot of, electrical wires and things and, more that kind of stuff, but just really getting deep into the woods, spending time in nature, getting out of the environment that you're in as much as possible, even if you can't move yet. Just giving yourself a chance to breathe fresh air and things like that, moving your body, and coming up with ways to support all these aspects of your entire health system that, you're going to just need to do what you can. It doesn't have to be, I have to do this whole intense mold protocol that so-and-so doctor that's an expert said, because you may not be ready for that. A lot of people can only do so much. So that's one thing I learned about on the journey of recovery was you can't be in a hurry. You just can't be in a hurry. It's like when you finally realize you're in boiling water, you want to get the heck out and fast and you want it to be over and done with. And that's totally understandable. But it was a long time coming that I, had been exposed to things that were really, affecting my entire system to work properly. And the same is probably true for you in many ways, albeit probably different than mine, you know? So when we're in a hurry to heal, we can bypass, we can skip steps, we can stress ourselves out, we can do too much too fast, hurts ourselves and either give up or, you know, I don't know, just get discouraged. So my encouragement to you is, you know, if this landed for you, if you think you've lived in an environment that has water damage or mold, you know, it will smell musty. You might not smell it, but someone else might smell it. Sometimes it doesn't smell, you know, but if your health is not improving and you're struggling with, you know, mental, emotional, physical symptoms, sinus, gut, allergies, fatigue, you know, anxiety, all these kind of things, and nothing else seems to be doing the trick, you may want to consider the home environment that you live in. It's actually more common than people realize. It's funny, I have a nose like a bloodhound, so I tend to smell all these smells in an instant. And, you know, I tend to smell a musty book and, you know, I can pick it all up really quickly. And it just instantly gives my body just this minor reaction. So I have become incredibly sensitive to it, and I just know where to find it and avoid it. So, you know, that's part of the process, is many people just even becoming aware and, you know, starting to take some preventative measures while you get a longer term, more thorough plan in place. All right. So, you know, this is a lot. There's a lot of resources I'm going to put in the written blog post for you. So check that out and stay tuned for my next episode. In the blog, you're going to see some action steps you can take and some resources to check out. But I really just wanted to share this kind of high level overview of my story. And you know, if you listen to this post and you have questions or you're like, oh my gosh, that sounds like me, feel free to reach out, comment below, or email me, lydiajoyme@gmail.com. And, you know, I will do more episodes like this to expound on it further. But at this point, I just was wanting to bring it into the light and share that it could be a piece of the puzzle for people who are struggling to fully come out of burnout. All right, so look forward to hearing from you guys and check out the resources in the blog post show notes.
Thanks for listening to A Joy to Be Me. I will see you on the next episode. Please share this episode, tell a friend, or tag me on Instagram at @LydiaJoyMe. And if you like the show, rate or review, 5 stars are great, on whatever platform you are listening, Google Play, iTunes, just leave a comment there. It totally helps me out. I appreciate you.